Welcome to Texas A&M University Research Quick Briefs. The classic rock song, Walk This Way, is onto something. When it comes to physical attractiveness, the way people move is as important as the shape of their bodies. That's what research by Professor Louis Tassinari of Texas A&M University's College of Architecture and his colleagues, including one of his former graduate students, shows. Dr. Tassinari, an experimental psychologist by training, has collaborated on two important papers this year with Dr. Carrie Johnson of New York University, a former A&M student who worked with Dr. Tassinari while she was here earning a master's degree. An article published in May 2007 titled Compatibility of Basic Social Perceptions Determines Perceived Attractiveness includes results from five studies of more than 700 people. Three of the studies involved animated representations of people walking. The perceived attractiveness of women rose by about 50% when they walked with a sway in their hips. Meanwhile, men's perceived attractiveness more than doubled when they walked with a swagger in their shoulders. As Dr. Johnson said in a story reporting the May article, people have always tried to identify the magical formula for beauty, and we knew body shape was important, but we found movement was also key. Dr. Tassinari started thinking about the visual cues to human attractiveness because he didn't think that body shape by itself tells the whole story. While past research, including some by Dr. Tassinari, shows that the waist-to-hip ratio relates to gender identification and the perception of attractiveness, people's behavior, the way they move, is another important part of the puzzle. A September article in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology takes the body motion idea even further, suggesting that people's perceptions of others' sexual orientation, in addition to attractiveness, may come from watching how others move. Dr. Tassinari, Dr. Johnson, Dr. Victoria Reitman and Dr. Simone Gill, who wrote the September piece, based this notion on the results of three experiments they conducted, two with computer-generated animated figures and one with real people who were filmed from behind while walking on a treadmill. In each experiment, over 250 undergraduate students at New York University tried to judge the walkers' sexual orientation by watching the animations and videos. The first two studies show that the way people move has a big impact on whether others perceive their orientation to be heterosexual or homosexual. Men with shoulder swagger and women who walk with hip sway are generally perceived to be heterosexual, while less typical body motion leads to the opposite judgment. The third study added an extra wrinkle to all this. The observers' judgments about sexual orientation are correct more than 60% of the time in the case of male walkers, while correct judgment of female walkers' orientation was much more a matter of chance. This is Texas A&M University Research Quick Briefs.